Joe, back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. As we continue on, I want to thank Bo for coming in. Great having him. He is, he got great stories, man. He is just unbelievable, the stuff. And by the way, I haven't said this yet this morning. Congratulations, man, Andre Johnson and Devin Hester, part of the UM family. That was pretty cool seeing those guys out there. And Devin Hester, first return guy to make it into the Hall of Fame. What do you have, 19 or 20 returns for touchdown? Had one in the Super Bowl down here at Hard Rock Stadium, actually. And Andre Johnson, the first member of the Houston Texans to get in to the Hall of Fame. I don't know how many years now they've been around, but congratulations to both those guys. Both really deserving guys, man, as this thing starts to open up and a little more friendly to special teams, right, for sure. So we have a lot of news to get to. Last night, three quarters of a Hall of Fame game, which doesn't really matter who won the game, but the kickoff return, I think we're all kind of curious. If you haven't seen it, you might want to grab some video. There was absolutely no blocking. That 5 yards, I think, was kind of a wake-up for everybody that had a guy 5 yards in front of them on the new kickoff return. Nobody got blocked. The coverage teams dominated because they just ran around these guys. Everybody can run, and we're making tackles on these guys. They did have one that was a touchback and 8 kickoff returns in the game, but just no blocking. Coverage wins, man.
The whole thing looked ugly, man.
Yeah, it did. It wasn't a great night.
This is the risk you take when you make a drastic rule change to the most popular sport in our country.
It was the biggest. Well, you talk about drastic. Not anything close to the change. I'm still curious about this tackling too.
The hip drop thing.
The hip drop.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you're still going to see it, but at least you know they've made an effort to get it out of the game.
It's
like
just,
the head hits, right? Like the head hunting stuff. Like you still see it.
So Bo and every other defensive guy is just like, you're making this really hard between areas to sack a guy, areas to tackle a guy. What you can and can't do in the middle of the field, they've adjusted now as far as hitting guys when they're going for the ball. It's hard to be a defensive player. Now saying that, I looked at the numbers again last night, and the Patriots and Jets were pathetic offensively last year. Where they scored like 13, 14 points a game.
Yeah, they were both bad. But I like the new stuff, you know, banning the hip drop tackle. Man, you can't have guys getting hurt.
I don't want the game to get hurt,
the better, though.
You know what I don't want? And I think we can all agree on this, what you like and dislike about the NFL. The one thing, we don't want to see 20 penalties in a game.
No.
We don't want to see one team with 12 and the other with 8.
But I will say, we got bit by that hip drop thing about as bad as anyone last year. Tyreek got that ankle rolled up pretty good. Yep.
We were lucky. Remember, he came back in that game. But he wasn't the same guy the rest of the season.
If there's a way to try to take that out of the game, I'm all for it.
How tough is that dude?
Tyreek's a monster.
And thank you for saying that, because he's going to be the next to get that contract extension.
You think so?
Do I think?
Next on the Dolphins, maybe, but I don't know about all those other receivers.
No. He's going to get
out there right now.
They're going to make sure Tyreek Hill's the best player on the team. Do we agree with that? Does everybody agree with that?
Well, it's not debatable. Yes,
and that's to his weapon. They're going to make sure that he's taken care of. He's got $19 million guaranteed. And by the way, we got guys that can't sniff him as far as how good they are on these new contracts. And he just saw a guy from Chicago get one who's a good player. Don't get me wrong.
DJ Moore.
Had a good year.
He's definitely not Tyreek. Now, those other guys are more comparable, right? Justin Jefferson, comparable.
So Tyreek.
CD Lamb.
Tyreek.
Jamar Chase.
The way he's handled this, pretty good. Like, hey, man, you know, I know the team's going to do the right thing. I've been talking to Drew, and they're trying to take care of me and get me an extension. And man, that's all. Like, he's saying all the right things.
Well, I mean, in fairness,
but his ass wants some money.
Yeah, they're not paying him peanuts though either. So it's like, you know, he did sign a contract,
but
I get he wants more. But
out there running around catching, you know, he and Tua hooking up. The TNT show was alive and well yesterday, again at practice. So all those things. But the other one, the big one, that one of the top stories trending in sports today, the cheat motion. The NFL is making a change in the rule, although it's kind of been around. Apparently, the officials have just kind of let it go. And it shouldn't be called the cheat motion. It should be called the Tyreek motion, because it's Tyreek going in. And by the way, it was called the cheat because Shanahan called it that as he was watching Mike McDaniel in the opener and said, we got to start doing that. They're not calling it. So Shanahan and then McVay started doing it for the Rams. Forward motion. And I do know, if not every team, almost every team we played complained to the league and to the officials before the game about the fastest man in football, or one of the two or three fastest guys in football, going in motion and getting a running start to time up his routes down the field. So they've and I can't wait to hear what Mike has. Does Mike talk today? What do you do? We know if Mike talks today or tomorrow when he talks. Kind of a big deal. I mean, what Mike did was very creative with all the – he got a lot of credit last year for all the pre and all the motions that he has in his offense to help it. But I don't know how much this changes the things that he does. Bo said something was really interesting to me, and that was, so nobody runs more in a game than Tyreek because of the motions. A lot of them out. Some of them start wide and come in. Then he goes across the field. He runs a deep square in or post. I mean, he's putting in mileage at a fast pace, runs a lot of routes down the field. And because of that, I wonder if the team doesn't look at some of that stuff and try to cut back because of this guy, another reason, trying to keep him healthy, although that injury's what really kept him from not being healthy late in the season, had nothing to do. I think Tyreek Hill looks like he can run all day, former track guy and things. I want to say this too, this morning, as we're rolling along. We're critiquing everything and things we want to see, and that's what you do during camp. But I got to tell you, the 10-2 club, Mike has got a better feel for the 10-2 club when he got him. When he drafted them or traded for them, we got three guys in the 10-2 club that play football. We have another guy, too, that's runs under 10-2. Hell, he did when he was in high school down here. But the three guys being Devon Achan, Raheem Mostert, and Tyreek Hill are all former college 10-2 and under 100-meter guys. And this mostly has to do with Devon Achan. This stuff that we got to get more out of Devon Achan, and he needs to, you know, take the next step. I couldn't disagree more. The only thing Devon Achan needs to do is stay healthy. But he's not a 220-pound back for everybody out there that's, again, podcasters and writers in this market. He just got to play more games. We'd like to see him be a little more durable than 11 games. The guy had 11 touchdowns, 800 yards, 7.8 average, and 8 touchdowns running. He is a big play guy. That's what Devon Achan is. You guys trying to make him into something he's not. One thing I don't question with Mike McDaniel is the speed stuff he does with his offense. It's a waste. And don't try to send me a text or anything. Like, the one thing that Mike, when he got these guys and he told Chris Greer, I want a real fast team. I want to play with speed. I want my offense calling plays for the first time in my life. I want guys that can run. I want to know that every play's got a chance to go 50 or 60 yards. You can't argue with the results last year. And again, this is not a debate for everybody out there. We didn't win enough games. It doesn't work. No. That part of it works. There's other stuff that we need to do better. But the speed part of what we get out of those three guys, it's hard to imagine we're going to get any more ever out of Achan, out of Raheem Mostert at 32, and Tyreek Hill now at age 30, than the 45 or 46 touchdowns. I've never heard of that. I've never heard of a combo of two running backs and a wide receiver combining for 45 or 46 touchdowns. I think there's about half the league didn't have that many touchdowns total last year. Talking about almost, what, two and a half, almost three touchdowns a game. So, Mike and the 10-2 Club, in honor of the Olympics, we're getting ready for track and field. I would just leave that. He knows he's got three. I just named three of the fastest players in football. Some think Achan's the fastest guy. There's guys on the team I did events with in the offseason said Achan's the fastest guy on the team. Obviously, you get to see Tyreek a lot, but I would not bet against Devon Achan, who ran under 10-200 meters as well. So, Mike's got this thing figured out.
That's interesting, by the way, about that speed thing. I'd love to see these guys race.
Never going to happen.
I know. Didn't they try, who's it, Ocho Cinco or something, try to set up an event that, like, it was one Panther year. Arena or
it
something?
It was a one-year wonder, and a couple guys didn't show up or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, right?
Who was it? Somebody fast didn't show up.
Somebody
that talked trash and
didn't show up. I
want to say
maybe Antonio Brown, but...
No, he couldn't.
He always honors his commitments, I know. So
he, I don't know. He's not one of the guys. The guy that won it was a former Olympic long jumper, actually, for the Bills. What was that guy's name? I don't even know if he's
Olympic
in football
long
anymore.
Jumper
he was with
the Bills.
Somebody out there will get it.
Okay. That's a good trivia question for today. Tyreek Hill, though, happens to be the fastest player I've ever seen, the way that he burns these guys. When he hits that extra gear and he throws up the peace sign.
Yeah.
Like, you're going against the fastest guys in the world, right?
I know. No. He's going.
Outside of the Olympic sprinters, maybe?
You know.
Those defensive backs in the NFL are what? They got to be, right? The fastest guys on the planet?
You know who was part of that, by the way, of that wave? Poyer.
Mm.
He was there. He was there to see it up close, too. Yeah, that was.
I think
that,
he got, by the way, the 100 meters is on Sunday, isn't it?
Is it coming up?
I think it's Sunday on prime time, like 4 o'clock or something.
Good.
You had me looking because I finished the Sprinter show yesterday.
Oh, man.
On Netflix. Fantastic show.
So HBO's got this.
Yeah, I know. You told me. Another one.
The Pete Rose thing now out.
Hmm. There's a lot of documentaries out there, man. Not enough time.
I don't know. Maybe the Pete Rose thing's been out for a while. I just didn't know it. So if it's old, that's Joe Rose for you right there.
Well, what is it? Is it like his life in baseball? Is it the betting scandal? Like
a little bit
after
of everything.
Baseball?
No, okay. It had the Big Red Machine.
Gotcha.
It would show some of the, you know, their championships. It would show what he did with Philly, but it showed Pete a little bit off the field, and it showed he started getting into the gambling as it got worse and worse and worse. And so Pete's now 80 years old, I believe, and he's trying to explain to everybody, you know, with all things going on, he's got some people trying to help him get in. I don't know. He shoots himself in the foot every time he gets going with something, with some stuff that comes out.
I think someone got it here. Marquise Goodwin.
That was it. Thank you.
That is impressive. 954, congratulations.
I wish I'd give him something.
You want to give him something?
Well,
give?
No, I don't have anything to give. I'm not giving away any more stuff.
No. You want to? You could sign something for him, maybe?
Has no value. All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We're running super late this morning, but I do want to tell you the Marlins are going to be back home playing. Woody, back home playing on Monday. Got this series to take care of, and then they'll be home to take on the Reds and the Padres. So if we'll go watch some baseball. We always talk about, even with all these changes going on right now with the baseball team and all the prospects they're getting, they still, if you're looking to do something with the kids in the evening, 7-game series at home coming up, which means Taco Tuesday, means a little 4 for $44 for tickets with lots of stuff, man. Lots and lots of stuff. Great, great package they put together for you. And that's Wednesday and Sunday, so you can't go wrong on that. Just learn more. Go to Marlins.com/offers if it's something you're interested in. And that's starting on Monday, man. So they'll be out of town this weekend and then coming back home. 4 with the Reds, 3 with the Padres, who are playing pretty good baseball right now. Got real aggressive during the trade deadline as well. So we've got that. We've got the 305 Club for the kids. A lot of cool things. So I just tell everybody this, man. They've got something going. The marketing department has been great. Just go to marlins.com/offers, or you can just check out a lot of the other things they have, some real ticket specials and more for your dollar with the kids as well for Marlins baseball back home on Monday.
All right, it's weather time, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 85 degrees at this moment. A lot of rain coming this weekend. And, Joe, we're under heat advisory, so please hydrate accordingly.
Wait a second.
What?
So we got, like, tropical storm, a tropical storm coming, and we have a heat advisory?
Yeah. Well, it's the tropical storm, I think, is going to go left, a little wide left or something.
Well, that would be nice. You didn't? Did you say that before? I mean,
what, that it's missing us?
Is it going to miss us completely, or we're going to catch a
now? I don't
piece
even know.
City action.
Now, I'm not sure if it's necessarily a tropical storm.
Hey,
tropical depression, maybe.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
I'm always curious. Sure. So, we're paying all these meteorologists in town a lot of money.
Uh huh. Who's we?
These stations,
TV networks.
Okay. Yeah, they're paying them all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious, which one do you trust the most? Like, if somebody's
Ooh.
Given, I'm just curious. Like when they come, they're on TV. They're going to be
That's
on TV
fair.
All the time.
Didn't the one
they're
guy?
They're going to do every 2 minutes.
Didn't the one guy retire recently? There was one guy that I liked. I don't even remember his name. I like Lissette, and Lissette does a nice job. I follow her on Twitter, so I usually get her updates.
So can I tell you who is?
Please do.
Absolutely, when the big guy's coming. When the big guy's coming, or close, and I don't know if he's still working with NBC or not, John Morales.
That's what I was talking about.
But I don't know, because John Morales is doing a lot of stuff. He was doing stuff in, like, Puerto Rico, and he's doing their stuff. Like, that's how good he is. And those guys, those poor islands, just get the crap beat out of them all the time. But
says Hurricane Specialist, NBC6, yeah.
Does it say his name?
Yeah, on Twitter.
So, okay,
yeah.
So John Morales still going. Oh, no, he's...
I don't know. I know NBC gives huge severance pay, so, right?
Yes. So can I just tell you something?
Buyouts or whatever you got.
The one thing, nobody ever did this, but... When it was, we'd get these storms coming our way, you know, and it's kind of scary. A couple days out, it good chance it hits us, and they do that cone of death, right? They call it the cone of death, created by WSVN. And so everybody, and when we got off the air and everybody's done, I would hear Jackie Nesprall and everybody go, "Hey, John," and then I started doing it too, like, and I didn't have hurricane windows at the time. I had to put them up. And I said, "Hey, man, is this serious?" And he goes, "Don't put them up. You don't need to." Couple days out, he was always right. John Morales was always right. John Morales never had to come in because he's a pretty confident dude. Like, he got a little strut to his walk, you know, sometimes. And I was like, I got to give him credit, man. You can walk like that when you're that good. And that dude, you know, that guy was good. Now, I'm not saying he had a short skirt on and, you know, but old John was friggin' good. That guy, when he told you, it was, they used to go like, you might want to protect your windows. If you're on your way home, you might want to, like, uh-oh, he thinks we're going to get hit. We're going to get something. He goes, "No, it's just winds. We're not," he was always, I swear to God, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And I'm, you know, we weren't all, you know, we were, he'd get mad at me because he's a baseball guy and I didn't do enough baseball. He'd be mad about all the football coverage. But John Morales, and I haven't worked at the other stations and anything else, but the one guy that impressed me, man, were friggin' John Morales during these storms. Like, if I could make one call and it got, look, something was coming, like, "Hey, John, how bad's it going to get?" And he would know. Like, that guy, whatever they pay him during hurricane season, he's worth the money. And I wasn't close to him. It's not like I'm going out and having beer with him. I'm just telling you, Like
he got really popular. One of the big hurricanes that came down here, he got really popular, right? A lot of people I know where I was following.
Well, you know where he's real
stuff.
Popular because he did Spanish weather at first, and everybody, he had everybody. He was a rock star.
What, there was a hurricane, like if you remember, we had him on.
Oh, he's good.
By the way, people are upset. I gave weather misinformation here this morning. It's a disturbance, not a tropical storm.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right, Woody,
tropical storm watches and warnings could be issued for Florida, though, as soon as Friday.
Woody.
But it looks like it's going to do a little hook. Looks like my golf shot. It's going to go around us and then up to like the Tampa.
Is it a hook
perhaps?
Or are you just talking slice? Were you,
what's the, which one's hook?
Hook's the one. Yeah.
You're going to correct me? You don't know?
I'm right-handed, so for me.
Yeah, I'm a lefty. Is that a slice or a hook?
Slice. Yeah, I'm not sure where it's coming in. So. Forget I said that. Should never have said that. I have both,
okay.
By the way. I have both in my swing. And grounders, a grounder storm coming in, that would be mine too.
So it's a tropical depression.
All right. So listen, man. I saw the governor put out something that could be in for a lot of rain.
Okay. Well, that usually happens. This is Morales, the big horse, on the text here.
No. Listen, man.
Julie Durda.
No. Not Julie Durda. We're talking John and Julie. Julie loses every time.
609 says meteorologists are wrong more than Omar. Get a shot in this morning. Vivian Gonzalez.
Vid's good.
Bill Kamal.
Now I'm starting to do who is most. Who
Brian Norcross.
I don't think Brian's doing anymore. I used to work with Brian.
Did you?
Yeah. Brian was good. Brian went through the big boy down here. So and we were the only one on the air, and Brian Norcross got super popular when we got the crap beat out of Homestead and all those areas. Yeah, it was.
Don No. I remember Don No.
Oh, now you guys going old school.
That is
now,
old school.
Now we're
that
showing old school.
That's like Hurricane Andrew.
No, listen, man. I just wanted to make a point. That's all. I'm not getting paid by NBC since he's still working. It sounds like I'm getting paid by him. I do get a retirement check every month, though. Thank you.
Well, I was going to say, those checks didn't stop at NBC stuff.
No.
Boy, did you fleece those guys.
Not being very good, yes.
Hey, by the way, the guy from before, he would like the signed Joe Rose card or whatever you're
right.
willing to give.
So the cards were the
prize.
Okay, so the card's like worth 15 cents and the signatures were 2 cents, so I'll be more than glad to do it for him. Thank you. By the way, thank you. Is he the one that hit?
Yeah, he had the good one, yeah.
That guy, by the way, could run, but is he out of football now? He just kind of disappeared. Didn't he take it? He had a weird one. He took time off because his he either had a child that was sick or the birth or some problems with the birth or something, and he left and missed when he was with the Buffalo Bills. He went to the Olympics.
All right, someone 561 says the weatherman legend in Palm Beach is Steve Weigel.
Is that really a name, or is there somebody jerking?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Is it not
this is time where we start getting.
All right, here, more importantly, Joe.
We get jerked around.
We got our golf update here. All right. Slice is away from your body. Example
Thank
goes
you.
Right
Good
for
point.
Right-handed.
Thank
Hook
you.
Is opposite.
Much better. Much okay. better done. Thank you. Much better
so
done.
Joe throws up the peace sign while he's mall walking.
Why would somebody say that?
Like
why,
the weather girl on Univision.
Why does somebody do the mall walking thing? I admit that I go and I mall walk when the weather's bad. And by the way, if it's bad this weekend, I'm going to the mall.
Community Notes appreciates the clarification. Yeah, I'm sorry. I am. This is not my wheelhouse, these storms.
Don't worry, Woody. It's not mine either. Hey, we got a lot of stuff going on this morning. Mike Florio's going to join us. Trying to figure out. We'll keep you updated on the Dolphins practice for tomorrow. You think we're good, Woody? What do you had 90% chance of rain tomorrow.
Are you asking me if they're going to cancel it or if they're going to move it inside?
Well, cancel it for the fans.
Yeah, but you could still go.
I can.
You'll just be inside.
Actually.
You think they just canceled altogether with the new NFL? Like,
let's just skip
it, guys. It's a nice nap day.
By the way, they get Wednesday and Sunday off, right? Was it two? What day did they have off? Wednesday, yesterday, right?
Yeah,
I think that. I don't think he's going to give them any more than that. I got to tell you, where the hell were those science guys when I was playing?
Oh, I knew you were salty about it. I knew it. I see you and Bo just sitting up there watching practice, and these guys are just, it's the lightest practice you've ever seen, and you guys are just stewing. And I know you guys want to say something, but you can't.
Sometimes.
You're just up there like, man,
I'm okay with it.
Day, we did six a days.
No, no. See, I knew you were going to say that. No. The last thing you want to be is a grumpy old man,
right?
You don't want to do that. My kids have beat the crap out of me. That grumpy old man thing, I hate that now. Oh, Lord. Every time, you're just grumpy.
What'd you really think of that 90-minute practice we watched the other day, though?
It's all right. Well, I mean, it wasn't a great practice, but it was all right. Hey, man, I'm like everybody else. I don't care who they have. I don't care how they practice. I just want to see them ready to go against Jacksonville. I just did a fast forward. I don't care. I really don't care as long as we're healthy and ready to go. That fine line of being healthy and yet enough work that we can be good enough to win games. That's it. All
well,
right.
Well said, bro. You made that very very politically correct. Nicely done. Hey, really quick. John Morales on the 11 o'clock weather on NBC6 last night. Brian Norcross on Fox.
Brian Norcross is on Fox now?
That's what someone's saying, yeah.
He was on, wasn't yeah. he on 10 for a long time? He was 10, ABC. He's on Fox now?
Maybe they had a bidding war going. Someone said Weasley is real. He's good. Is it Weasley? No, Weagle.
Weagle.
Some other guy said Weasley.
I know, so Palm Beach got a star up there.
They got a Weagle or a Weasley, one or the other.
I just got to tell you from the inside, I even saw the general manager come down and go, I'm going home, John, how's... So it's like, I always love this. Why are we all asking them when the shows are over? Like, what, I got to lie to everybody, but hey, I'm a little worried about this son of a gun. Like, no, he was like, hey John, you tell us, right, if we need to make sure our home and, you know, bring chairs in and stuff. He goes, yeah, I'll let you know. We're good. But they're saying, he goes, no, we're fine. No. Like, he put it out there. He put – John wasn't afraid to go against everybody else going, nah, those guys are wrong. You know those noodles? They used to – the little strings would go different ways. John's would go a different way. He didn't care.
Oh, the cone, the trajectory? Yeah. They have those right now. They have them going looping. So I guess it would be – if you were a righty, it would be a slice.
Whatever it is, just listen to John Morales.
Steve Weagle is a legend in Palm Beach. He came up with the snuggle alert when we get cold weather. He also does a lot of bike events for charity. They call him Weegs.
Weeks?
Nice.
That's cool, man. That's nice to have people up there doing that, man. That gives you everything you need. Hey, Loctite gives you everything you need. Hey, man, why are we doing this? It just sets me up perfectly. Loctite, impact windows, doors, and roofing. And Chev over there is saying, hey, man, I know what everybody's thinking. We're supposed to get a lot of rain the next couple of days. And you're going, oh, boy, am I going to be okay? Because I didn't get my roof done. I still don't have the windows. And I was thinking about getting impact windows and doors, and I didn't do it. Well, I got some great news for you right from Loctite. Fresh stuff we just got. Impact windows ready to go for you. Impact windows, doors, and roofing, 100% financing, zero down. That will help you, these financing plans. Impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. Don't wait for the storm. Now, roofing ready to go. The roofing part of the company, great people, tile, shingle, metal flat. If you've got a leaky roof, there's nothing we can do this weekend, but they would love to work for you. Go to work and help you out there in West Broward. It's not a mom and pop. It's pretty darn good size there for you. Don't wait for the storm. Get going. Loctite Services, they cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. And they'll take care of all the permits, HOA approvals. Got a great staff there. Really nice group of men and women ready to answer all your questions when you call them. Loctite is licensed and insured contractor. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. 954-500-5625. Let Loctite take care of you. Get it done. Get it started today. All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody. Happy Friday. A little football Friday. A lot of stuff going on. Canes down getting some work in Coral Gables. The Miami Dolphins back to work and supposed to practice at Hard Rock Stadium tomorrow. Hopefully the weather's okay and that will continue. You know, I've been to a couple of those that got wiped out, and I think we were there 1 year and it got wiped out early because of rain. I remember one being canceled when they were still at the old practice facility. So we have had some from time to time. This is what you get this time of year, man. You get some little rainstorms coming in and out of town for sure. So God, we just got so much stuff going on. I gotta believe the Tyreek Hill contract extension is kind of a priority. He's actually been good about it. He always brings it up when he's talking about Tua and somehow gets his in there. But he has made it pretty clear, although trying not to be high maintenance about it, that he'd like to, and knows the team will do the right thing, but wants that deal done. And I just don't think the team's going to try him to see, you know, how far and how long it's going to last. I think they'd want to get something done. He's such a big part of the offense. Even when he doesn't get the ball, he's such a big part. He just takes the top off of everybody's defense, and so they'll get something done. I know he's got years left, but I believe it's like down to the last $19 million guaranteed. And this seems to me he's only 30 years old. Haven't seen any signs of slowing down that he will get taken care of for probably for next year as well with some more guaranteed money. I would think that's taking place. Tuesday, Wednesday, Falcons, joint practices. Friday, our first preseason game. And last night we had one. And by the way, congratulations to Devin Hester and Andre Johnson. Always good for business for the University of Miami when these former players get into the Hall of Fame. Andre Johnson, of course, went to Miami High School. Whatever happened to Miami High School? Used to be good in football. Not in a long, long time. That's changed. By the way, you know what else is today, Woody? I forgot. Media day for the high school football at Dave and Buster's for Broward County in Hollywood. So,
hell of a location to choose, by the way.
Always a good.
I'm a huge Dave and Buster's fan, as you know.
I think it's really good. I think their food's really good there, too.
Well, they have those beautiful TVs.
And I'm not
they
dropping those, any kids off to play all day.
Yeah, so my kids love the games. I actually kind of like the games myself. But, yeah, they got those big TVs in there, too. Very nice setup over there.
Yeah.
Not a bad spot for game day.
Yeah.
By the way.
No, I agree.
I've heard they do some fantasy football stuff over there as well. I don't think I have more information about that. But
don't you? You already have your fantasy football set up, you and your buddies, right? The matching shirts.
Yeah,
buddies.
Well, we're loners. We kind of do our own thing, but I was thinking, you know, we do have the league for the station is back that I won last year.
You won that? How much money?
I did. I don't remember.
Did you get all your money?
I think so, if I recall. Solana's the commissioner.
So here's been the problem with the one they do here at the station. Everybody wants to be involved. Not everybody wants to put their money up front. Now, I can't speak on behalf of every fantasy football league out there, especially when you got all your buddies. But sometimes you got certain buddies or certain guys you work with that don't think they need to put their money in right away. What, isn't that a must? Like the money, you need to give it up. Well, hey, listen, I'll get the money to you in the next month, and then I'll get it to you the next month. And next thing you know, the season's over, and the commissioner's going, I still got to get $50 from Jack and Sam. And
yeah, I mean, look, if you don't pay your fantasy debts, you have to live with being a scumbag. That's just your problem, you know?
No, you want
you got to live with that. You got to own that if you don't pay your fantasy debts. But I do believe, like, this league, I'm guessing we have to pay up front or they lock your team.
That sounds like Solana would do that to make sure.
Yeah.
I think Solana would be a good commissioner.
We definitely have some sketchy characters here that wouldn't pay if they didn't get forced to pay up front, I would think. I don't go through names, but.
Don't most leagues, though? Because we had the same problem in NBC that Chris Clark was running for us, who I saw yesterday. And Chris actually was scrounging, trying to get guys to pay when the season was over. And I was like, dude, you guys can't wait to get in. You stay out all night and do that draft. They do the draft and do it one night, literally after the 11 o'clock show. Mm-hmm. They're up there in the offices, the meeting rooms, beautiful room, order in some food, and they sit in and they have the draft till like 6 in the morning.
It doesn't take 7 hours to get through a fantasy
whatever
draft.
It takes, 4 or 5 in the morning.
It's
but
not the NFL, bro.
But these guys, don't put in the money.
Well, that's, you know.
A bunch of lowlifes over there.
To live
man.
With that. You want in, terrible. By the way? There's plenty
no,
of room.
I don't want in. No.
You really, you missed the boat, though, man. I'll tell you. You were on board when we were in last. You missed the run to first.
Well, shockingly, you didn't beat your chest about it.
Well, you know, it is a little bit tough to win the league here because we have fantasy football experts. And I'm not an expert, but I was able to defeat them, which was pretty.
You're taking a shot.
Not a shot.
No, you do.
Not
you
a shot.
Shots.
We just have people that are, you know, really good at it, I guess.
Well, Woody, I got to tell
beating,
you.
Beating, you know, experts is tough.
All right. I always love when you take a shot and with sarcasm and you don't want to say any names.
It's not a shot.
No, it is named. Because I've been around you. I know exactly what you're doing.
We know what the team name is. It's the Miami Macaques.
Once
That's
again.
That's our team name.
Kind of like Mill Penis for
no,
you.
No, this one was very catchy. The Miami Macaques. We got a nice picture of a.
And the Mycocks won.
Yes.
All right, good.
Congratulations. Exactly how you say it.
Congratulations. That's good. 9 o'clock hour's coming up. We've got Mike Florio going to join us from Pro Football Talk. He is going to be fired up. Didn't take long for a judge to overturn that Sunday ticket verdict that came out for, what, damn near $5 billion, talking about it could be even more, got thrown out. Get that thing out of here. This is ridiculous. So the NFL wins again, man. The NFL wins again. A lot of NFL news. My God, we'll get into all that stuff with Mike Florio coming up here, and including the cheat motion, man. The cheat motion became one of the big stories yesterday. The motion. It's a Tyreek, basically. It's a Tyreek Hill motion that some of it, the way he does it, will not be allowed. Wonder how much that's going to affect Mike and his play calling, because he loves a lot of movement, especially with Tyreek Hill before they snap the ball. That's been a big, big part of the successful downplay, passing plays down the field for the team last year. Hey, I got to take a second this morning to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Before you get out there, it might be today you're going out there, and if you are, you're in for a real treat. From a Suburban to a Joe Tahoe, better just known as a Tahoe, but I've been in so many Tahoes the last 20 years. Love the one I have right now, and just about ready to order that 2025 Tahoe, that new one coming out. Thank you. I thought about going to the Traverse, and I like the Traverse. I had one on vacation, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going with the big boy, man. It's comfortable. It's worth it, man. It's just worth it. You get so much for an SUV with the South Florida Chevy dealers and what they have in the SUV family. Even our smaller SUVs like a Trailblazer, the Blazer, the Equinox, so much style and substance. Silverado trucks are big dogs, number one selling trucks, man. I put up a Silverado truck against anybody, seriously. When it comes to a truck that's absolutely made perfectly for your lifestyle, whether it's a full-time working truck or a truck that does work but still needs to get the kids around, we like to call it a family truck. We got them, man. New and used. It's never been better than it is right now. It's your South Florida Chevy dealers. These really are the best overall products we've ever had. Anybody in that Chevy family knows right now, this is it, man. We're starting to hit the jackpot on what they've done. And this Corvette, so everybody got a Corvette in the showroom. This Corvette that they have made is at a whole new level. Never made an ugly Corvette. There's never been an ugly one. A lot of old-timers have their favorite Corvette year. But I'll tell you what, this one is smoking hot, man. Cars, trucks, and SUVs have never looked better than they do right now. It's your South Florida Chevy dealer. All you need to do is stop by at one of the many convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Plan on spending a little bit of time. Take a test drive. Get something you really like, because you're going to fall in love this weekend at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Today. All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody. Happy Friday. A little football Friday. A lot of stuff going on. Canes down getting some work in Coral Gables. The Miami Dolphins back to work. And supposed to practice at Hard Rock Stadium tomorrow. Hopefully the weather's okay and that will continue. You know, I've been to a couple of those that got wiped out, and I think we were there 1 year, and it got wiped out early because of rain. I remember one being canceled when they were still at the old practice facility. So we have had some from time to time. This is what you get this time of year, man. You get some little rainstorms coming in and out of town for sure. So God, we just got so much stuff going on. I gotta believe the Tyreek Hill contract extension is kind of a priority. He's actually been good about it. He always brings it up when he's talking about Tua and somehow gets his in there. But he has made it pretty clear, although trying not to be high maintenance about it, that he'd like to, knows the team will do the right thing, but wants that deal done. And I just don't think the team's going to try him to see, you know, how far and how long it's going to last. I think they'd want to get something done. He's such a big part of the offense. Even when he doesn't get the ball, he's such a big part. He just takes the top off of everybody's defense, and so they'll get something done. I know he's got years left, but I believe it's like down to the last $19 million guaranteed. And this seems to me he's only 30 years old. Haven't seen any signs of slowing down that he will get taken care of for probably for next year as well with some more guaranteed money. I would think that's taking place. Tuesday, Wednesday, Falcons, joint practices. Friday, our first preseason game. And last night we had one. And by the way, congratulations to Devin Hester and Andre Johnson. Always good for business for the University of Miami when these former players get into the Hall of Fame. Andre Johnson, of course, went to Miami High School. Whatever happened to Miami High School? Used to be good in football. Not in a long, long time. That's changed. By the way, you know what else is today, Woody? I forgot. Media day for the high school football at Dave and Buster's for Broward County in Hollywood. So,
hell of a location to choose, by the way.
Always a good
I'm a huge Dave and Buster's fan, as you know.
I think it's really good. I think their food's really good there, too.
Well, they have those beautiful TVs.
And I'm not
they
dropping those, any like, kids off to play all day.
Yeah, so my kids love the games. I actually kind of like the games myself. But, yeah, they got those big TVs in there, too. Very nice setup over there.
Yeah.
Not a bad spot for game day.
Yeah.
By the way.
No, I agree.
I've heard they do some fantasy football stuff over there as well. I don't think I have more information about that. But
don't you? You already have your fantasy football set up, you and your buddies, right? The matching shirts.
Yeah,
buddies.
Well, we're loners. We kind of do our own thing, but I was thinking, you know, we do have the league for the station is back that I won last year.
You won that? How much money?
I did. I don't remember.
Did you get all your money?
I think so. If I recall, Solana's the commissioner.
So here's been the problem with the one they do here at the station. Everybody wants to be involved. Not everybody wants to put their money up front. Now, I can't speak on behalf of every fantasy football league out there, especially when you got all your buddies. But sometimes you got certain buddies or certain guys you work with that don't think they need to put their money in right away. What, isn't that a must? Like the money, you need to give it out. Well, hey, listen, I'll get the money to you in the next month, and then I'll get it to you the next month. And next thing you know, the season's over, and the commissioner's going, I still got to get $50 from Jack and Sam. And
yeah, I mean, look, if you don't pay your fantasy debts, you have to live with being a scumbag. That's just your problem, you know?
No, you want
you got to live with it. You got to own that if you don't pay your fantasy debts. But I do believe, like, this league, I'm guessing we have to pay up front or they lock your team.
That sounds like Solana would do that to make sure.
Yeah.
I think Solana would be a good commissioner.
We definitely have some sketchy characters here that wouldn't pay if they didn't get forced to pay up front, I would think. I don't go through names, but...
Don't most leagues, though? Because we had the same problem in NBC that Chris Clark was running for us, who I saw yesterday. And Chris actually was scrounging trying to get guys to pay when the season was over. And I was like, dude, you guys can't wait to get in. You stay out all night and do that draft. They do the draft and do it one night, literally after the 11 o'clock show. Mm-hmm. They're up there in the offices, the meeting rooms, beautiful room, order in some food, and they sit and they have the draft till like 6 in the morning.
It doesn't take 7 hours to get through a fantasy
whatever
draft.
It takes, 4 or 5 in the morning.
It's
but
not the NFL, bro.
But these guys don't put in the money.
Well, that's, you know.
Bunch of lowlifes over there.
To live
man.
With that. You want in, terrible. By the way? There's plenty
no,
of room.
I don't want in. No.
You really, you missed the boat, though, man. I'll tell you. You were on board when we were in last. You missed the run to first.
Well, shockingly, you didn't beat your chest about it.
Well, you know, it is a little bit tough to win the league here because we have fantasy football experts. And I'm not an expert, but I was able to defeat them, which was pretty.
You're taking a shot.
Not a shot.
No, you do.
Not
you
a shot.
Shots.
We just have people that are, you know, really good at it, I guess.
Well, Woody, I got to tell
beating,
you.
Beating, you know, experts is tough.
All right. I always love when you take a shot and with sarcasm and you don't want to say any names.
It's not a shot.
No, it is named because I've been around you. I know exactly what you're doing.
You know what the team name is? It's the Miami Macaques.
Once
That's
again.
That's team name.
Kind of like Mill Penis for
no,
years.
No, this one was very catchy, the Miami Macaques. You got a nice picture of a.
And the Macaques won.
Yes.
All right, good.
Congratulations. Exactly how you say it.
Congratulations. That's good. 9 o'clock hour's coming up. We've got Mike Florio going to join us from Pro Football Talk. He is going to be fired up. Didn't take long for a judge to overturn that Sunday ticket verdict that came out for, what, damn near $5 billion, talking about it could be even more, got thrown out. get that thing out of here. This is ridiculous. So the NFL wins again, man. The NFL wins again. A lot of NFL news. My God, we'll get into all that stuff with Mike Florio coming up here, and including the cheat motion, man. The cheat motion became one of the big stories yesterday. The motion, it's a Tyreek Hill motion that some of it, the way he does it, will not be allowed. Wonder how much that's going to affect Mike and his play calling, because he loves a lot of movement, especially with Tyreek Hill before they snap the ball. That's been a big, big part of the successful downplay, passing plays down the field for the team last year. Hey, I got to take a second this morning to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Before you get out there, it might be today you're going out there, and if you are, you're in for a real treat from a Suburban to a Joe Tahoe. Better just known as a Tahoe, but I've been in so many Tahoes the last 20 years. Love the one I have right now, and just about ready to order that 2025 Tahoe, that new one coming out. Thank you. I thought about going to the Traverse, and I like the Traverse. I had one on vacation, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going with the big boy, man. It's comfortable. It's worth it, man. It's just worth it. You get so much for an SUV with the South Florida Chevy dealers and what they have in the SUV family. Even our smaller SUVs like a Trailblazer, the Blazer, the Equinox, so much style and substance, Silverado trucks. Our big dogs, number one selling trucks, man. I put up a Silverado truck against anybody, seriously. When it comes to a truck that's absolutely made perfectly for your lifestyle, whether it's a full-time working truck or a truck that does work but still needs to get the kids around, we like to call it a family truck. We got them, man. New and used. It's never been better than it is right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. These really are the best overall products we've ever had. Anybody in that Chevy family knows right now, this is it, man. We're starting to hit the jackpot on what they've done. And this Corvette, see, everybody got a Corvette in the showroom. This Corvette that they have made is at a whole new level. Never made an ugly Corvette. There's never been an ugly one. A lot of old-timers have their favorite Corvette year. But I'll tell you what, this one is smoking hot, man. Cars, trucks, and SUVs have never looked better than they do right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer. All you need to do is stop by at one of the many convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Plan on spending a little bit of time. Take a test drive. Get something you really like because you're going to fall in love this weekend at your South Florida Chevy dealer.